Your real name is
Herbert Buckingham Corey.
Corey. Now, of course, I've got to ask, where Tiny Tim? Who gave you the moniker?
Well, I've had so many names that one of them, I had an agent named George King, and he gave me the name back in 1960, and it caught on. The reason he did that is when I used to do amateur nights, when they said Tiny Tim, they looked for a midget. And since I was not a midget, it created an illusion. And Mr. King wanted the creation of an illusion, you know, for something different. And it worked.
And you admit you are something different?
Well, in comparison to the name, yes. First of all, Mr. Donovan, it's nice talking to you on your show. And I can say I was asked in 1967 by Richard Perry, who was the producer at Warner Brothers Reprise Records. I was asked, what song shall we do? I said, why don't we try Tiptoe Through the Tulips? Because for years I've been singing it in clubs, and it's always been a clutch song for me. It always came in handy in a pinch. And so we did the song that people like the best in clubs. From clubs to record.
One take?
That's right. Mr. Perry at Reprise, my producer then, decided for the second album we should try something different. So he suggested Great Balls of Fire. I was not familiar with that.
You weren't at all?
Not a bit, except that I knew Jerry Lee Lewis had the hit. So I
well, you had heard Jerry Lee Lewis sing it?
Oh, yeah. I heard at that time I heard him sing, you know, in the 50s, songs like that, and I think there's another one he had.
Great High School Confidential, whole lot of shaking going on.
Yeah. Thanks, Donovan. And so I said, well, I'll give it a challenge. I wanted to take the challenge.
I'm singing Great Balls of Fire.
And it almost broke out. In fact, it broke out in Phoenix, Arizona, but then all of a sudden it dropped.
It was a national hit. It was a small one, but it was a national hit.
Thanks. Well, I know it almost made it because they couldn't believe it was not Jerry Lee Lewis.
What do you recall now, all these years of that marriage on Johnny Carson's show? How do you look back? How do you think about that now?
It was a great moment in show business history. I take marriages very seriously. I think it's a sanctity. Mr. Carson asked us in September of 1969, 3 months before the marriage, would you like to do it on our show?
Oh, he asked you.
Sure did, because we were going to do it on Christmas Day in Haddonfield, New Jersey, in her mother's house. But he said, no. Would you like to do it on our show? NBC will take care of the bills, take care of her wedding gown. I said, sure, let's do it. The only thing is, unfortunately, like this marriage, so many others, it didn't last. So difficult to stay married today. Boy, what a memory. That was in 79.
The gasoline shortage.
And, right, and also David Heavener, who came from here. I was working in a place called the Toy Tiger. And originally the song was another song. But I said, hey, you know, I love the melody. Why don't we do something with the gas pump situation? And he changed it to Tiptoe Through the Gas Pumps. And that was the last time I was on Mr. Carson's show in 79 singing that song. It almost made it again, but the gas got better as soon as the record came out, and there went the record. Last year I had an album, the cover of which was taken here at Churchill Downs. The album never came out because the man who made the album, his checks bounced. At least one of them did. But it's nice to be back in Louisville. Home of the Louisville Slugger.
Have you done movies?
Only one movie called Blood Harvest, which is a horror movie. Still hasn't come out yet because of litigations between England and Mr. Rabane, who's the director of the movie in Wisconsin.
You have a cameo role, a starring role, just a bit role?
A starring role. I play a insane clown.
An insane clown?
Who is after his brother's wife, a girlfriend. The man who produced, directed this movie, had a $20 million smash in the 70s called The Invasion of the Giant Spiders. Bill Rabane. And he suffered a heart attack shortly after the movie. He had a lot of stress on him with this thing. But I hope it comes out eventually. Blood Harvest. It's somewhere in the can, waiting to be released.
How long did it take you to film it?
That took me about a month.
Where was it filmed?
In Irma, Wisconsin.
Took about a month, Blood Harvest, and it's still waiting to come out.
Yeah, and I tell you...
Are you happy with the work that you did in it?
For the first time, I am. I'll tell you right now, Mr. Donovan, it's an amateur acting job. I sure need a lot of help. I mean, the only good review is going to be when the end of the picture comes. You know what I mean? But it was a start, and I certainly know I need a lot of help. But it was a beginning, and you know, it sort of broke the ice.